Siksika First Nation, along with the Alberta government, announced details of a self-administered police service. Tyler Chandro, Minister of Justice and Solicitor General, says the governments are signing a memorandum today of understanding towards giving a police force for the nation, which has been needed for many years.
Our governments are signing a memorandum of understanding today, which will guide discussions on public safety and security programs for the Siksika Nation. A major part of these discussions will be developing a funding formula for an independent local police service in Siksika, which is an objective that the nation has been pursuing for a number of years. The nation has done a significant amount of work towards this goal by commissioning a feasibility study and producing a business case.
Chandro says that a federally run program that funds First Nations police services is keeping the new police force under review, with the nation needing action now to combat crime rates, which are higher than the provincial average.
The Siksika Nation hasn't been able to go any further because a federally run program that funds First Nations police services remains under review, a pause that's now lasted many years now. But the Siksika Nation has public safety concerns that need addressing today, and that includes crime rates that are significantly higher than the provincial average. And this MOU provides a different path forward through discussions between Alberta's government and the Siksika Nation.
Chief Ore Crowfoot of Siksika First Nation says there is nothing equitable about not having a police force in a nation that has 8,000 residents compared to a hamlet of less than 200 people with a police force of 24 officers.
Right across the tracks, we have a hamlet of less than 200 people. That hamlet has a RCMP detachment of approximately 24 people. Yet right across the tracks, we have a nation of 8,000 people, approximately 4,500 on reserve, and we don't have a police force. This administration, we've strived hard to work with different municipalities, Calgary, the province of Alberta, and the federal government to reach equitable relationships, equitable partnerships. But when you see a hamlet of 200 people with a police force, and you see a First Nation of 8,000 people without a force, there's nothing equitable about that.
Crowfoot wants to build a mutual beneficial relationship with helping Alberta and the surrounding communities, saying a safe Siksika is a safe surrounding community and a safer Alberta.
Even upon their own studies, 85% of their calls are related to Siksika. But when you don't have a force on the nation that knows the nation, that knows the roads, that knows the community, when you're talking about response time, that's those critical minutes, those critical seconds to make the difference between going to the hospital, going to the police, or going to the morgue. So, again, the relationship we're looking for is a mutual beneficial relationship. We've shown in the past that we want to help Alberta. We want to help our neighbors. A safe Siksika is a safe surrounding community, is a safer Alberta.
For WIND Speaker Media News, I'm Daniel Barker-Tremblay.